This is VOA News. I'm Diane Roberts. Chinese President Xi Jinping spoke by telephone Wednesday with Ukrainian's President Volodymyr Zelensky. It was the first known conversation between the two leaders since Russia's invasion of Ukraine last year. More from VOA's Steve Miller.
The call came after months of pressure from Kyiv for
having some technical difficulties. One moment. At any rate, the two spoke earlier today. The call came after months of pressure from Kyiv for such talks with Chinese state media, stating Xi told Zelensky that China would send special representatives to Ukraine and hold talks with all parties seeking peace. Xi Jinping has thus far refrained from denouncing Russia's invasion of Ukraine and made a state visit to Russia last month. Since February, China has promoted a 12-point peace plan for Ukraine, greeted with skepticism from the West, but cautiously welcomed by Kyiv. The White House on Wednesday welcomed the phone call, with National Security spokesperson John Kirby calling the conversation a good thing, but unsure if it would lead to meaningful move toward peace. Sudan's army and a paramilitary force battled on the outskirts of the capital on Wednesday, eroding a truce in an 11-day conflict that civilian groups fear could revive the influence of those loyal to ousted autocrat Omar al-Bashir. Fueling those concerns, the army confirmed the transfer of Bashir from Khartoum's Cobra prison to a military hospital, along with at least five of his former officials, before hostilities started on April 15th. Britain has flown 301 people out of Sudan and hopes to complete 8 evacuation flights by the end of Wednesday, Prime Minister Rishi Sunak's spokesperson said, as the first rescued Britons landed